Your frontal lobe is part of your neocortex. It makes up 40% of your entire brain. And what separates us from all other species on the planet is not the fact that we stand on 2 feet, or we have opposing thumbs, or our eyes point straight ahead. What makes us unique as human beings is the size of the frontal lobe. 40% of the entire brain, it's the seat of our conscience. It is our creative center. And it's the part of the brain that allows us to pay so much attention in the present moment that we lose track of time and space. Now, I want to talk to you about those three functions in a little bit more detail. Your frontal lobe, as your creative center, has connections to all other parts of the brain. Think of your frontal lobe as the symphony leader, the boss, the CEO of the brain. When we begin to ask ourselves questions, open-ended questions like, what would it be like to be healthy? What would it be like to be successful? What would it be like to be happy? What would it be like to be a leader? As we ask ourselves these questions, we switch on that creative center called the frontal lobe. And because the frontal lobe has connections to all other parts of the brain, it begins to look out over the landscape of the entire brain, and it begins to call up and select different networks of neurons based on the things you've learned intellectually in your life and the things you've experienced through memory, through episodes. And it begins to seamlessly piece them together to come up with a vision of what's possible. Which means then, the more experienced you are, the more knowledge you have, the more raw materials you have to build a bigger vision. So when the frontal lobe calls up these different associated neurological networks and it seamlessly pieces them together, all of a sudden we get an idea. We get a vision in our mind, and that's called intention. We're selecting an unknown, a new possibility. Now, to the creative person who's caught up in the vision of their future, if they're in the present moment, the thought of their future becomes so real that the thought becomes the experience. And the end product of an experience is called an emotion. And they begin to give their body a taste of the future emotionally. And just like we remember events that happened in the past, the stronger the emotion they feel from some inner event, the more they pay attention to the image in their mind. And we could say then, they're remembering their future and they're branding that image neurologically in their brain, and they're conditioning their body emotionally to be in the future. And now they're aligned to a destiny. And it is the frontal lobe that allows us to do this properly. It is the brain's creative center. Now, if your personality creates your personal reality, and your personality is made up of how you think, how you act, and how you feel, and in order for you to create a new personal reality, you have to change your personality. And 95% of your personality by the time you're 35 years old is a set of memorized behaviors, hardwired thoughts and attitudes, emotional conditioning that becomes unconscious. Then in order for us to change, we have to become conscious of our unconscious self, the 95% of the personality that has become automatic. So the frontal lobe is like our conscience. It allows us to think about what we're thinking about, to notice how we're acting, how we're speaking, to pay attention to really how we're feeling. And the act of becoming conscious of our unconscious states of mind and body means now we're no longer the program. Being in the program is being unconscious. Being conscious is separating yourself from the program and allows us to begin to look at ourselves through the eyes of someone else. And in a sense then, we're objectifying our subjective self. And the more we can review who we no longer want to be, it makes sense then, the more conscious we can become, the less unconscious we will go in our waking day to return back to the old personality that's connected to the old personal reality. So then the creative center then, once it becomes clear and conscious of who it no longer wants to be, naturally is going to start thinking about who we do want to be. What thoughts do we want to fire and wire in our brain? And the act of repeating the thought with attention and intention begins to install neurological circuits in the brain. If you keep firing and wiring, that thought is going to go from a hardware to a software program, and it's going to become more automatic, the new voice in your head. If you said, how do I want to be with my coworkers today? How do I want to lead? How do I want to live one day? What is the greatest expression of myself? Who do I want to be today? And you sat and you closed your eyes and began to rehearse mentally who you wanted to be. The act of planning your behaviors and reviewing your actions, this concept of mental rehearsal, when you're truly present, the brain doesn't know the difference between the real life experience and what you're imagining in your mind. We could say now you're installing more neurological circuitry, more hardware in your brain. And if you keep firing and wiring and keep practicing, the hardware becomes a software program. And now you naturally begin to act and behave this way. And if you were to say to yourself, can I teach my body emotionally what my future will feel like before it happens? That means now you're not going to wait for your success to feel empowered, or your wealth to feel abundant, or your new relationship to feel love, or a change in your health to feel gratitude. That's kind of the old model of reality, of waiting for something outside of us to change this feeling inside of us. When we teach our body emotionally what that future feels like, we are conditioning the body emotionally into the future. And if we keep practicing it over and over again, we begin to become more familiar with this state. And so going from the old self to the new self, breaking the habit of the old self, reinventing a new self, pruning synaptic connections, sprouting new connections, unfiring and unwiring, refiring and rewiring, losing your mind and creating a new one, unmemorizing emotions that are stored in your body, and then reconditioning your body to a new mind and to a new emotion, is an act of the frontal lobe. Now, the last function of the frontal lobe, I want you to think of it, is what takes us out of the realm of space and time. When you are truly present and you're truly concentrated, your frontal lobe acts like a volume control. And when you're in the present moment, it lowers the volume to the circuits in your brain that connects you to the environment. It lowers the circuits in your brain that connects you to your body. And it silences the circuits in your brain where you perceive time. And that's when you move into that elegant present moment. The frontal lobe then allows us to make thought more real than anything else. And that's when you're in that creative state.